Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I will bless the Lord at all times. Yes, His praises shall continuously. They're not going to stop. They're going to continuously be in my mouth. Huh? Hallelujah. Yes, welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, I am your host this evening, Minister Janice Williams, and I am excited to have you with us this day. This day. Listen to this. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed through death into life. Hallelujah. John 5:24. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Yes, yes, yes. We know that we always start our show off with prayer, and tonight we just want to focus on the families. Yeah. The state of Louisiana. Yes. We want to focus on our leaders and mainly us. We must focus on ourselves. Yes. Before we can focus on anyone else, God wants us to focus on us. Yes. Yes. Yes, he does. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Master, we just come thanking you for this opportunity that you've given us, God. We are grateful tonight, God. We are grateful to be on this journey. We are grateful, God, because your Holy Spirit is leading and guiding, and we are going to follow. Master, we just come lifting up the state of Louisiana, God. Master, you know what they're getting ready to do with the taxes. You know all the things that are happening in that state, God. Master, we ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to look upon everyone, oh God, that will be affected, oh God. Master, we ask you now, in the name of Jesus, to look upon your servants, God. Yes, your servants, God. Master, we ask that you multiply whatever it is, God, that they need, in Jesus' name. Look upon our leaders, Master, our leaders, God. Master, they need to know you in the importance of their sins, oh God. And we come tonight lifting up leaders, not just in one state, but all over the United States, all over the country, all outside of the United States, God. The world, Master. Look upon leaders, God. Help them to be leaders where they can stand up with their heads high, Master. And at the same time, humble themselves, Master. Yes. Humble themselves because they're servants. Oh, God, have mercy on us, God. Help us, Lord. We need you, God. We can't get along without you. We lift up families tonight, God. Oh, God, we know that families are in trouble. They're in turmoil all over the land, God. All over, Master. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to help us to be a light shining in a dark place, that men, girls, and boys will see that there is a reality in serving a true and a living God. Yes, that you are somebody that they should want to know. Hallelujah. Master, we mainly, but not least of all, we lift up ourselves, God. We need you. We need you in the importance of our sins, God. We ask you, oh, Master, we ask you to draw us with a closer walk. Draw us nigh to you. And we're going to be careful. We're going to give you all the praise, God. And we thank you, God, for your son, Jesus. Oh, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Now, we're going to move real quickly. Because, you know, most of the time I have a lot to say and I have a little time to say it. And so what God has put on my heart tonight, today, is, it's in the book of Matthews. But I don't want you to turn to Matthews. I just want you to listen to some of this real quickly. And it says here that Matthews, whose name means the gift of Jehovah. Yeah. He left his occupation of gathering taxes, and that's in Matthew 9, 9 through 13. Yeah. He left it in order to follow Jesus. So that means he gave up something. And he gave up what we really don't like to do. Give up our main support, our livelihood. But he gave it up to follow Jesus. So Matthew reveals Jesus, yeah, against the backgrounds of the Old Testament and the promises and the prophecies, the types of the and the symbols, and he gives the emphasis on his royalty. The book lays out a foundation for the transition from the old dispensation known as the church age. Hallelujah. Somebody had to do it, huh? Look at that. But God looks for a willing vessel. Hallelujah. Yeah, a willing vessel. Praise God. Now, I want you to just stay with me because tonight we're going to be talking about, well, you could turn with me to Matthew chapter 13, and we're going to be on verse 24, and I'm going to try to do verse all the way to 30. Yeah, 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 nonstop, all the way to verse 30. Praise God. Just stay with me. And our topic tonight is sowing and reaping. Yeah, sowing. S-O-W-I-N-G. And reaping. R-E-A-P-I-N-G. Sowing is not limited to planting a seed, but it includes caring for the seed until the harvest time. Hallelujah. If we don't water our garden, the seed is going to die. It's only natural that it will not live. Yes. So we have to pay attention. We have to give it some care. We have to give some time to the seed. Let's look at verse 24. Now, in some translations, you'll see the wheat and the tares. And that's in the King James. And in the Living, you'll see the wheat, W-H-E-A-T, and the weed, W-E-E-D, okay? Yeah. So I just want you to just get a complete clarity here. So in verse 24, we see that it states another parable. Now, Jesus is talking. Let me clear that up. Jesus is talking. Jesus is on the scene. Because we know that whenever you see some of your scriptures may have the red writing, and we know that means that Jesus is talking. Ha, hallelujah. And we know that Jesus is the greatest teacher. Oh, hallelujah. He's the greatest teacher. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And I say he is because he's still teaching us today. Glory to God. Verse 24. And it says another parable. Yeah, put he forth unto them. And he's saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. Well, Jesus is talking here, and he's explaining to us, he's saying that how if you plant good seed in your life, and it's showing good seed, it's showing that good seed is also will get you into heaven. It's going to get you into the kingdom. Hallelujah. Yeah. Places where good people can go. Hallelujah. Are you with me with that? Yeah. Yeah. So here we see that he's talking about the kingdom of heaven. And he's telling us about the goodness. Yeah. The good seed. Yeah, so we can actually take the seed that we so often consider being planted in the dirt, but we could also consider ourselves, hallelujah, ourselves a seed. Yeah, we're a seed too, hallelujah. Yeah, we're a seed. So here in verse 25, we see that he said, but while men slept, his enemy came. Now, he's giving us a story here. He's telling us a story. He said, so while these men slept, the enemy came, and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Now, let's back this up a minute. Let's find out. What is tares? T-A-R-E. Tares. Injurious weed. Resembling wheat when it's young. Yeah. But it's injuriously, it's harmful to living things. Yeah. So it says it's a plant that has small flowers, just give you a little description of it, has small flowers and is used to feed farm animals. Glory to God. So I want you to get an idea how it looks. Yeah. Look at that. And it says here, while men were asleep, the enemy came. And so the enemy came and he sowed this. Yeah. Anybody out there got an enemy? Anybody got an enemy? Anybody got someone who don't want him to get ahead? Someone who don't like him just because? Anybody got one like that? Well, while we are sleeping. Yeah, while we're sleeping. Our enemies are doing their own business. The enemy, the evil one, he's plotting, he's planning, he's setting up traps for us. Glory to God. But remember, God sees and he knows. He's omnipotent. He's everywhere. He's ever present. Hallelujah. Look at 26, and it says here, but when the blade was sprung. Now, what blade are we talking about here? Think about something that's growing. I know I have plants. I love plants. I love flowers, too. I'm just not a flower person. I'm more of a plant. Yeah. And when I was just looking at some of my new blades, really. That's what they were. That's what they are. They're new blades. When they sprung open, and I was just looking at how pretty this time of year, how pretty they look. And it says here, and they sprung up and brought forth fruit. Now, these brought forth fruit. And it said, then they appeared the tares also. Just like they came and they appeared. Well, the tares, remember I just explained to you, I gave you the description of what the tares looks like. Yeah, it's a small flower and it's used to feed farm animals. And it says, what is Jesus saying to us? He says this, after the planting, after the digging and the planting, and then the watering, and then the waiting, something is sure to rise up. Are you with me with that? Something is going to appear. Something will descend. Look at verse 27. It says here, so the servant of the householder came and said unto him, he said, sir, did not thou sow good seed in thy field? Now, listen at that. He's questioning, you know, his owner. He's questioning him. He says, from whence then has he tarried? Huh? Look at that. 27. Listen up. 27. What is he saying here? 27. He's telling us. He said, the farmer servant came and told him, sir, the field where you planted the good seed is full of weeds. Are you with me? The enemy will come. Yes. God tells us he's coming. But it's okay. Why? Because we of an almighty God. Look at this. In 27. Look at he says for us. Sometime in our families, mother can talk, daddy can teach, he can even be an example and walk the straight and the narrow path in a terror. Are you listening? A terror can still appear. A terror can come and a terror can go. Yeah. What is a terror? It could be a wrong friend for your children. A terror could be a woman who's battered in her marriage. A terror could be a son or a daughter going to jail for stealing or for some unlawful reason. That's a terror. Yeah. It tears. It destroys. Listen to me. Verse 28. He said unto them, an enemy has done this. Glory to God. The servant said unto him, will thou then that we go and gather them up? Listen to that. Listen to what he's saying. We're in verse 28. An enemy has done it, the farmer explained. And he said, shall we pull up the weeds? They asked. Shall we pull it up? Listen. Sometime our children, our husband, or even our wives can be taken over with a fault. They can fall into a sin. Yes. But we may not know about it. We may not know about it for a while, but oh, what goes on in the dark will truly show up in the light. Are you with me? Be careful for what you are sowing. Be careful. Look at verse 29. He replied, no, you'll hurt the wheat if you do. Look at God. Look at this. But if he said, let it gather up the tares. Ye root up also the wheat with them. What he's saying here is, and so oftentimes when we're in these situations and we see things going on, we want to run, we want to be quick, and we want to resolve it. We don't want to wait. We don't want to wait on God. We don't want to wait. I can remember when I didn't understand what the wheat and the tares was all about. A church member of mine would always tell me about the wheat and the tares. And I had a problem with the wheat and the tares because I was in the right now generation. We resolve it right now. But glory to God. God had to show me how to wait. Look at it. How to wait. Yeah. He said, servant, you must be careful. Because you can destroy the whole crop. Are you with me? Are you listening to what I'm saying? See, sometimes, even in our church, even in our homes, we want to go in and we want to correct things. But in correcting, we have to know how to bring about correction. Glory to God. Yeah, we have to know how. We're trying to fix the situation. Sometimes pulling and cutting, we can destroy something that can be recycled. Are you with me? Glory to God. Look at verse 30. Verse 30 says here, let both grow together until the harvest. It says, then I will tell the harvester to sort out the weed and burn them and to put the wheat in the barn. Glory to God. Now let's look at this. When we say wheat, what are we talking about? We say W-H-E-A-T. Now we know that wheat is a cereal. It's a plant. Yeah. That is the most important kind grown in the temperaturated countries, the grains of which is ground to make flour for bread, pasta, and pastries. Yeah, wheat. Yes, yes. So this is very essential. Very essential. Yeah. And it's probably very demanding. How many bread lovers do we have out there? How many people that love pastries? Yes. So this was a harvest that was in demand. And at any time of handling it improper or doing anything wrong could destroy it. And quite naturally, this is what the enemy assumed. The enemy assumed that he would destroy. But oh, thank be to God. Thanks be to God. God had another plan. Are you listening to me? Jesus is telling this story. Jesus is telling this story. Yeah. And he said, let them both grow together until the harvest. I say to the reapers, the gatherers, ye together first, the tares, and bind them in bundles. Remember what the tares are. And he said to burn them. Now remember, I explained to you what they were. The tares. What is that? What was the tares? Yeah. It resembles wheat. Yeah. It's a plant that's used to feed the farm animals. And it looks like a flower. Glory to God. Glory to God. But God is saying, Jesus is saying here, that they're going to bundle them so they could burn them. And he said, but gather the wheat barns. Listen to this. Listen. Listen to what the Almighty is saying. The Spirit of the Lord, it says to us, sometimes we have to let the wheat, are you with me, and the tares grow together. And God said he will do the separating. He's going to do it. Now, whenever he said he's going to do something, you can rest assured that it's going to get done. You know, I often hear people say, oh, God, we need you. We need you to go over here. We need you to do. Hey, he knows what his job is. It's us. We better learn what our job is. You don't have to tell him what to do. He's aware of what to do. Remember, he created this universe. He created us. Yeah. He hung the stars. He hung the moon. Glory to God. He hung it in place. He bred breath into man, and man became a living soul. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. So he said the harvest time is coming. And when harvest time comes, you will be able to see what survived and what didn't. He said a separation, hallelujah, is going to take place. Glory to God. A separation. Yeah, those of you who are in those homes where you are being abused, God is going to come and he's going to separate it. Yeah, children who have made the wrong decisions and got involved with people who have caused them to go into incarceration, a separation is coming. God, separate. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A separation. That's what he says. The good and the bad. He said, it will be decided. Yes. The good and the bad. It will be decided. He said, hell or heaven will be acknowledged. Are you listening to me? Hell or heaven will be acknowledged. So, the question is, what are you sowing? What are you sowing? It's never, never too late to sow good seed. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? It's never too late to sow good seed. Jesus loves you. He's always loved you. He died for us. Glory to God. Yes. A separation in the garden. A separation of heaven and hell. A separation is going to come. Yeah. Could you be the enemy that God desires to change? Could it be you? That's why you're listening in tonight. Could it be you that God removed that stony heart and bring in a good seed? Could it be you? Glory to God. What are you sowing? That is the question tonight. What are you sowing? Are you sowing good seed? Are you sowing bad seed? Hallelujah. Wait on the Lord. This is what this lesson is telling us too. For us to wait. When God tells us to wait, many times we have a problem with waiting. But if the Almighty suggests to us to wait and let them grow together. And so many times we see the weak and the tarry growing right in the church. Yeah. It's growing right together. Those that love the Lord and those that don't. Those that want to cooperate and those that won't. Those that want to lift up the name of Jesus and those who just come in to just observe and try and tear down. The weak and the tarry, they're growing together. Are you listening to me? Even raise our hand to try to resolve it. We should spend our time with our hands lifted up to Him, knowing and trusting that He sees and knows all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wait on the Lord. Yeah. Make sure that you, that we are sowing good seed. Yeah, that we can actually reap the benefit of sowing the good seed so that way that seed that we have sown can take us into a place that has been prepared for us. Glory to God. And that place is called heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Are you with me tonight? Are you with me? Yes. Our Redeemer, our Savior, He wants us to know that all we have to do is take heed to what He's saying for us so that we can live a victorious life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to me too. I'm talking to me. Yes. Hallelujah. The word hits me first. Hallelujah. I give God all the praise. I give Him all the honor deserved. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank You, Master. We thank You, God, for teaching us how to wait on You, teaching us for how to sow good seeds, Master. We thank You, God, for this series that You have placed in our hearts to teach, to minister. God, we thank You now in Jesus' name. We want to remind you that Sunday evenings, 7 to 8 o'clock, Victorious Living. Yes, Pastor Vivian George. Yes, a remarkable, remarkable woman of God. We want you to just tune in. Just come in and hear the word of God. Yes. And be very mindful of what seeds you're sowing. Seeds do matter. Amen.